Welcome to the Green Room, where we help athletes be green and build green each and every day. Let's go.
So welcome back to another episode of the Green Room. I'm Adam alongside Leon. And today, Leon, we're going to be talking about unleashing the secret. The secret to your team's leadership.
Yeah, let's go.
And I'm going to be honest with you. If you're listening in on today's episode, you better take this one to heart. And you need to do some self-reflection on this, because your team's growth through their leadership is really dependent on this. You know, we have a unique concept that we teach in Lead 'Em Up, and it's a secret to many people because not many people are familiar with it. But we do a whole teaching on it. Many of you, if you are familiar with the Lead 'Em Up program, you've heard this theme before. It's this theme called followership. And it talks about one's performance level in following a leader. Not the leader. It's not about like, oh, how do I become a better follower of my captain? No, just of a leader. Of every person. How do I just follow better? And it's a very interesting concept, because tell me if I'm wrong on this, but haven't we always heard in all aspects of life, like whenever follower gets brought up, it's always negative?
Yeah, don't be a follower. Stop being a follower.
Oh, we got too many followers. No one's willing to step up and lead. And it's always been kind of communicated with a negative stigma. And frankly, when you look at team dynamics, that is not the right way to view it. Because there's a concept called rotational leadership. Let's capture this. Rotational leadership is this constantly changing relationship between leader and follower that changes day by day, hour by hour, minute by minute. I know it's kind of long, but like constantly changing relationship between leader and follower changes day by day, hour by hour, minute by minute. Here's what essentially what it means. Every single one of us on the team at times plays the role of a leader. Every one of us. But also every one of us at times plays the role of a follower. That's the facts. You could be the captain, the senior captain, leader of a team. But like when coach is talking, you're following coach's lead.
Exactly. 100%.
Right? When one of your other fellow captains starts talking, you're following their lead. When one of your teammates offers up an idea, a contribution, you step back, follow their lead.
Yeah, 100%.
I think about us, right? And lead them up. You know, there'll be times we'll get on calls and on paper, maybe I'm the leader of Lead 'Em Up, right? I'm following your lead half the time, right? I'm like, Leon, hey, so what's your approach on that? How are you doing it? And all of a sudden, you're like, you know, I figured out this way. I've been doing it this way. I'm like, oh, that's good. That's good. That's really, really good. There's been times where I've had you sit in on sessions that I've hosted, and I ask for feedback.
Yeah, 100%.
I'm like, hey, you tell me. So I'm following your lead.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm having you coach me. So the reality is we all play both roles.
Right.
So we need to wrestle with that reality and say, if we play both roles, I better be good at both things.
Yeah, come on.
What are you thinking?
Yeah, it reminds me of your sport. If you're an athlete, if you're a coach, you have a sport, you want to be good on both sides of the ball, offense and defense, you know? So same thing goes for leadership. It's just as important, your leadership and your character. You should be great at both sides of leadership and followership. So I love it.
I never even thought about it like that, that like offense, defense side. Man, like, okay, and I guess, would leadership be offense? Followership be defense? I don't know how that plays out, but but I love the thought, though. Like, man, we got to win on both sides of the ball.
That's it.
We can't just, like, thrive on one and struggle on the other. Because do you know, it's a really interesting stat. We collected this data a couple years back. It said the number one reason why young people don't lead greater, okay? We asked, like, what's prohibiting you from growing in your leadership, from stepping up with confidence in your leadership, from engaging in leadership? The number one reason, it was not because they don't know how. And it was not because they don't want to. In fact, we actually found the opposite of not wanting to. We actually found most young athletes want to step up. Because they want to honor coach. So when coach says, hey, we need you to step up, they actually want to honor coach in that way and do more and help lead more. The number one reason why they don't is because every time they step out to lead their teammates, they're met with such resistance.
Ooh, that's good. That's good.
And it's crazy when you think about it, because it's true. I mean, I've had so many players over the years sit there and tell me, like, man, like, coach, like, it's not even worth it. I shoot them text messages. I try to remind her. I'm always like, you know, kind of challenging her. And she always pushes back, or he pushes back and tells me to back up and doesn't listen and gets all in their feelings and gets all defensive, takes everything I say all personal.
Come on.
I don't know what to do, coach.
What to do. At that point, you're burned out.
I'm burned out. I'm like, this ain't worth it.
Yeah, this ain't worth it.
And there are players. And how do I know there's players like that? Because they're even like that for us coaches. There are some players that are even hard for us to get to.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's a good one.
So it's really hard for a teammate to get to.
Yeah, because they're like the teammate is not in control of the playing time. Like we
they don't as have the coaches, authority that we have. Right?
Yeah. So I can imagine a player. You know, a couple of years ago, I had the same situation happen. You know, a guy, an athlete, you know, wanted to step his leadership up. You know, as a leader, and he asked me, you know, what can I do? And I'm like, here, you know, I got you. Here's a few things. Here's a few pointers. And boy, did he come back and he said, you know what? I actually did those things. But when I did it, like you said, it was met with so much resistance. He no longer wanted to lead anymore. You know,
we burn out our leaders.
Yeah.
We do. We burn them out. Yeah. So we have to wrestle with this dynamic that like, well, hold on. If we're burning out leaders, or if we have players like you just referenced, that are like in your DMs, like, coach, what should I do?
Yep.
How should I handle it? Because we get a lot of these messages from the players all we the work time. With, like, man, how would you handle this? What we're seeing in those moments, not that we lack leaders willing to step up. Like, they want to step up. They're sending us messages. How do I get better? So then why is it not coming to life? I wonder if it's more of a followership issue.
That's good,
If it's the individual on the other side that's actually creating the challenges, not the leader not doing their part. It takes two to bring the leadership world to life. I've got to lead you well, and I should work on my communication and my relationship and all these skill sets to get you better. But man, I need you to do your part and receive it. Right? And not challenge me every time and push back and attack me and get defensive. And in fact, there's three levels to followership.
Okay, let's go.
And I want you right now, if you're listening to this, I want you wrestling with this. Where do you land on this? The lowest level, individuals that are challenging to lead.
That's the pushback. That's the
what do you think, when you think of someone in a sports environment that's challenging to lead, what are they doing or not doing?
Oh, man, they're resisting. Like you said, you already said resisting. They're not listening. Every time that you step up and try to lead them, you get some negative energy, some bad body language. Man, what you talking about, man? I ain't listening to you. You're just a freshman. I can't even listen to you. Whatever the case may be, it's always something that resistance that shows up. You know, it's always challenging to lead those people, whether it's bad body language or...
It's tough.
You know,
it's exhausting.
Come on.
Exhausting. We say they do these three Ds, and they get very defensive.
Yeah.
Right? It's so defensive.
Yeah.
Secondly, they're always deflecting. It's never their fault.
Oh, yeah. The blame game.
It's always someone else's fault. It's always this. Always that. Never owning anything.
Yeah, for sure.
And they diminish. Man, who cares, man? It's not even that important.
It's not that serious.
It's not that serious, man. Chill out. And they diminish the value. And they become very challenging. And there are individuals on teams that are challenging to lead. And the reality is you could be the best leader. The best leader. But if that's the person and that's how they're choosing to show up each day, your leadership will never look like it's working. And I can speak firsthand. I consider us to be strong leaders. We do this for a living. We work on our craft. We take it very serious. There are still some players that we can't reach. We try everything. But they are living in that mindset of, like, they're not actually saying I want to be challenging, but that's just how they're living. And it's like, okay, you know what? You're going to need years to grow up.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to need to experience some pain to open your mind up because you're just not getting it.
And
they're just challenging.
Yeah.
Right? And I actually read this thing unrelated to sports, but in the corporate sense, even the most effective leaders can't reach 2% of their team. Even the most highly effective, skilled leaders, there's still a 2% of the team that you can't get. And there are some people that are like that. That's challenging to lead. Hopefully that's not you watching this, okay? Hopefully that's not you watching this. Because if that's you, you're hurting your team more than helping.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay? 100%. Here's the second level. Someone who's easy to lead.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
What comes to mind?
Oh, man, you know, it doesn't take much. It's yes, sir, no, sir, and boom, it's just simple. It's just easy.
I'm going to do what you tell me to do. I'm not going to push back. I'm not going to create issues.
Nothing much,
I'm just going to go with the flow.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, we have a little quote, though, because that sounds good.
Yeah, it does, right?
But we have a little quote that says, good is not good enough if better is an option.
Ooh, come on.
So the reality is, yes, easy is a good option, but there's actually a better option.
Yeah, what's
so
that?
If you pick the easy option, you're actually picking the worst of the two options, which is a bad option.
That's
and
good.
Don't pick that option.
Wow.
Pick the better option.
Yeah, come on.
And here's the better option. What's and it's where every player needs to live on a in life, yeah. not just in sport. You need to be someone who's enjoyable to lead.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. Enjoyable. Yeah. And here's the difference between someone who's easy to lead and enjoyable to lead.
Yeah.
Easy is all about compliance.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoyable to lead is someone who actually has to deliver a performance response.
I'm trying. That's good.
Right? Because to be enjoyable means I have to put joy in.
Yeah.
Which means I actually have to do something when you lead me to actually deliver joy back to you. So for me, though, when I become enjoyable to lead, you're actually enjoying the experience of leading me, which then in turn
allows you and causes you to give more.
More, come on.
Because it's an enjoyable experience.
Oh, my God.
Now, all of a sudden, I'm getting better because I'm receiving your leadership.
Yes.
You're actually now giving more leadership because it's an enjoyable experience. And it creates this cycle on teams where leadership begins to thrive.
Yes, come on, man.
It requires us to be enjoyable to lead.
That's rotational leadership right there.
So if I'm enjoyable to lead, so you lead me, and I'm enjoyable to lead. Right, you call me out, you challenge me on something, you shoot me a text.
Yeah.
Hey, bro, where are you? Remember, we were supposed to start at 5. And I'm like, oh, dude, my bad, I'm running late, man. Appreciate you looking out for me. Appreciate the reminder.
Yeah.
If I'm being enjoyable to lead,
yeah.
I'm going to get more leadership from
you. That's going to make me want to do it even more, continue to.
Yeah, continue. You know? Yeah. But then on the flip side, if I go to lead you and you receive it well also, you're going to get more out of me.
Yeah,
now, all of a sudden, we've created an environment, a culture. Where we're all both giving each other more leadership.
Yeah.
Everyone's giving out leadership.
Yeah.
And that's the game changer. And for us, it's why we have a little exercise called Thank the Passer, because we say anytime we deliver leadership, we call it a pass.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And what does it mean to deliver leadership? Maybe some encouragement, maybe some challenging, some accountability, some confidence, maybe some celebration. All of these interactions of leadership, we just call it a pass.
Yeah.
Well, when you do a great job receiving the pass and thanking the pass, you get more passes from me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But if you keep dropping the pass,
come on.
Or resisting the pass, or fighting the pass, I'm not going to pass to you anymore, using the metaphor of passes.
100%.
So for us, listening, if I asked you, if I polled everyone in your circle, teammates, coaches, classmates, parents, I mean, just did a whole circle.
Mm-hmm.
Would they say you are challenging to lead? Would it be a neutral, like, yeah, no problem. I have no issues with him or her. Yeah, they're fine. Easy. Or would they actually go to the level and say, oh, what a joy.
Right.
That's something you have to wrestle with. Mm-hmm. And if there's even any question about where you land, I'm going to tell you, you're not where you need to be then.
Mm. That's good.
Because when you're enjoyable to lead,
you know.
Because you just receive so much leadership from others, and it's people speak positively about their experience with you.
Yeah.
It's clear.
Yeah, it's clear.
So, what does someone who's enjoyable to lead look like?
Mm.
What are they doing? Mm. What's that characteristic?
Yeah.
We've got four things.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go through them. Let me get your feedback as we go through them. Okay.
Okay.
First thing they do, they are incredibly appreciative of the passer.
Yeah.
What comes to mind when you hear that?
Man, when I sit down in my barbershop, you know, things that's going on in the barbershop.
First off, Leon will like post a video that he's at his barbershop and it'll be like 6:06 a.m. on a Saturday. I'm like, who's getting haircuts at 6 in the morning? What barbershop is open at 6 in the morning? What's happening?
And that speaks to like the caliber of leader that my barber is. Like everything I say to him, he's always saying thank you. He's always showing a certain level of appreciation. And what that does for me, it makes me want to even, I hope he's not watching this, but it makes me want to tip him more. Right? Everything is just like, yo, thank you. He just shows that certain level of appreciation. And it just makes me want to wake up at 5, 6 a.m. and go to him and continue to go to him. Because honestly, he's in D.C., right? I could choose someone else. But I have someone that's so thankful, man. He just shows that certain level of appreciation.
So you got to be very appreciative. Hey, man, thank you for following up with me. Man, thank you for looking out for me. Hey, man, thank you for getting us going today. Man, thank you for challenging me on this.
Yeah.
You know, let's say a teammate texts you, because we're always in text chat. Bro, where are you?
Yeah.
Bro, where are you? Mm-hmm. Yo, man, yo, coach is looking for you. Practice started at 5. Where are you? Mm-hmm. There needs to be a, yo, I'm on my way. I appreciate you looking out for me.
Yeah, that's good.
Hey, I appreciate you shooting me that text. Like, that has to be there.
Yeah.
Because if you don't do a great job thanking the leader or thanking the passer, they'll stop texting.
They may take it the wrong way. Yeah, that's good.
They'll just stop texting you.
Yeah.
And then you'll be on a team where no one actually gives you any passes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because why would we? You never seemed like you were interested or you enjoyed it the first time.
Yeah, you didn't appreciate it.
You got to do a great job thanking the passer. Here's the second thing. You got to give energy back to the leader.
Mm, yeah, yeah.
There's always this notion that we want the leader to get us going.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Always, yep.
But man, there's sometimes the leader's tired.
Yeah, for sure.
And you actually need the team or the other person to get you going.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of the reasons why I love hanging with you so much is like, I mean, you always got this vibe and this energy. Yeah. You know, and even on moments where I may be tired, mm-hmm. I know when I get around you, you're going to be like, yo, what's up, bro? You good? Let's go. Let's get it.
Yeah.
And that energy makes it a joy to be around you. Mm-hmm. So you got to give energy back to the leader. Yes. And you know there's days where you're struggling.
Of course.
And you probably have those specific players in mind mm-hmm. that you know when you go do lead 'em up sessions with them, man, you're so thankful for them because they just kind of like set a tone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You got some players in mind?
A few, man. As soon as you said it, I'm thinking like, yo, that's my guy right there. But it's a real thing. It's a real thing because, again, like the leader's not always going to be perfect or on 100%. Well, never really perfect, but not always going to be on 100%. Can you notice when the leader is at 80 or 60% and put the rest in there for him? Like, can you insert that joy back into that leader? So that's a good one.
There are players right now that when I go and do a lead 'em up session, I am so thankful for them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like I have actual players in my mind right now mm-hmm. that like when I walk in, they're like, yo, what's up, coach? How you doing, coach? Yeah. Hey man, I'm excited for today's lead 'em up session. You ready?
Yeah.
They just got this joy, this energy, this vibe that like even if I'm kind of distracted walking in initially or a little tired or man, they bring me back in.
Yeah.
It's almost like they led me up.
Yeah. Oh, come on.
But yet I'm the leader.
Right. Yeah.
That's there the power of followership, right?
That's so good.
And the truth is, but yet there's also people who I step into rooms that are challenging.
Yeah, for sure.
And like, they drain.
Yeah.
They're a drag.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's the second thing. So the first thing, incredible appreciation of the leader. You got to thank the passer. Secondly, you got to give energy back to the leader. Mm-hmm. Three, you got to show a hunger to grow.
That's good.
Do you think that one plays such a big role in that?
Yeah, I mean, because we can have these conversations and the words can go in one ear and straight out the other. Like, if you're not actually engaging in what we're talking about, you're not showing that hunger to grow, it doesn't make me want to lead you anymore. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking in my mind, like, man, Adam's not listening to me, man. Let me go ahead up out of here. Leave this place, right? But when you show that hunger to grow, you're leaned in, you're engaged, like you're talking back, you're actually asking questions. Right? You're asking those questions.
You'll get more out of me.
Oh, come on. You're fueling me at this point. I'm like, okay, boom, let's go. Let's keep going.
Here's a real life. Remember I said today, when I was head over, I was a little late.
Yeah, yeah.
Sent you a message. Hey, my call went over a little bit. Yep. Great example of this, mm-hmm. okay? We're bringing on two interns, college interns this summer.
Yeah.
And this is our first time bringing on some interns. We're really excited to bring on these two young individuals who inquired and expressed interest. Well, today we had their onboarding call.
Yep.
And we got on a Zoom call and getting them kind of brought up to speed on all things, lead them up. And at the end, I was just like, you know, hey, let's open it up. You got any questions? Mm-hmm. Part of the reason I was late is because I ended up staying on longer.
Oh, the questions.
Because they had so much questions.
Ooh.
They wanted to learn more. They wanted to kind of understand it greater. They wanted just to, you know, just, they were excited about it.
Yeah.
You know, and there's like, so, all right, so, is I just want to make sure I'm clear on this. Is this right? You know, and like, hey, so what do you suggest I do in this area? And if I'm doing this, is there an opportunity for me to do this?
Yeah, that's a hunger.
Let's go.
Let's go.
And I'm over here looking at the time. I know this is gonna interfere a little bit with my getting to your plate, you know, to the studio here.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm willing to do it.
Yeah.
They'll get more out of me.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
They will get more out of me. Gladly, mm-hmm. as a leader,
okay.
when they show a hunger to grow. Last thing, though, mm-hmm. you better demonstrate growth. You can do all those wonderful things.
Yeah.
Ask questions, show great energy, very appreciative. But if you keep repeating the same mistakes over and over, if there's no progress, if there's no improvement, the leader will still sit back and wonder, what is wrong here?
Yeah.
I just don't get it.
Come on.
Like, I've been pouring into this person for 2 years, leading them. And they seem so engaged, but they keep messing up. They keep doing the same mistakes, keep getting in the same trouble, and they'll leave the leader frustrated. Oh, but if you demonstrate growth, and at the end of your time together with somebody, if they're doing those four things, thanking the pastor, showing great giving great energy, showing a hunger to grow, and growing, I then say, hey, how was your experience with that person? Oh my gosh, what a joy.
Yeah.
What a joy.
Yeah.
And frankly, those are the type of people that as a leader, I will do anything for them.
That's good. That's good.
They will get more out of me. You know, we get asked sometimes to mentor people.
Oh, 100% all the time.
If the mentor's not doing their part, I'm out.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm out.
Yeah, for sure.
If the mentee, if the mentee's not doing their part, I'm out.
Yeah.
If the mentee's in doing all those things, they will have the most invested mentor ever.
Yeah.
So think about this. Yeah. I'm basically telling and admitting to the mentee, if you're not in, you're going to get less from me. Mm-hmm. If you're in, you'll get more from me.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. Isn't leadership about getting more from others?
Yeah.
It's almost as if the mentee, in their response, is leading me as they get more from me.
Yeah.
Followership is about how we receive other people's leadership and doing it in such a way that actually leads them back in return.
Ooh, that's good. Thinking like a leader while following someone else's lead.
That's the game changer. So that's the challenge. Are you someone who's challenging to lead? And quick little note on that. It doesn't mean you can never challenge the leader.
Yeah, yeah.
Actually, I think that's being part of enjoyable to lead, that if someone kind of tries to lead you and you like you challenge a little bit just because you want to understand it greater or like learn it greater, that's actually a positive. But you know, when we talk about being challenging to lead, it's someone who's just constantly resisting, just always fighting it. Are you someone who's challenging to lead? Are you someone who's easy to lead? Or are you someone who's enjoyable to lead? You need to wrestle with that. And everyone on the team needs to wrestle with that. But once again, it starts with you. So take that away. Allow this to create some momentum in your life, in your leadership, to help you be more green and build more green each and every day. And as always, I'm Adam. He is Leon. This is The Green Room. Until next time, we're out.
Helping athletes be green and build green each and every day.